Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year. We went out dancing, came home late. I don't know why we hit it off, but I'll tell you when I knew we had. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m. and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Make your own late night breakfast with our sweet Italian vine-ripened tomatoes. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Savannah, it's my birthday month, Cookcroft, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Roast Bricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous little co-host, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hey, what's up?
How's it going, sweet guy?
I am very excited. We're finally getting around to our little Shaw's episode, you know, because it wasn't on last week. The week before was MJ's dad's, like, you know, Shiva wake, whatever it was. And so it was like we didn't recap that. So people are like, are you guys covering Shaw's? We are covering Shaw's. But before we do that, we are also covering, of course, the importance of selling tickets to our live shows. Y'all, we have to thank you guys again. That was the craziest thing on Friday when we put our Charleston show on sale and sold out in like 60 seconds. I mean, that's crazy. Even though it's a smaller venue, that was insane. We are working to get a second night up and running. We'll have that news ready to go. But this Friday, we have tickets going on sale for Dallas, the Texas Theater, in February. Those tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. Eastern. So in Texas time, I think that's actually 8 a.m. Make sure you were there when those tickets go on sale, because we saw what just happened in Charleston. Those tickets went away in 60 seconds. You'll probably have a little more time with Dallas, but we anticipate a lot of those tickets are going to sell, if not sell out. So definitely be ready to go. We'll have the links up on watchwhatcrappens.com later this week once we have them. And in the meantime, we have a show in Denver this Thursday. We actually still have tickets for that one. You have to come. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. We have a great time covering that show live. Everyone who's going to be there is going to crack their asses off. That doesn't make sense.
You're going to laugh their asses off.
Yeah. You'll laugh your asses off because you will be cracking up. Anyway, come to that. And then we got shows in New York, Seattle, Nashville for the rest of the year. You got to do it. You got to come. Even if you don't watch the shows, you have plenty of time to binge on at least a few episodes so you get some of the jokes a little bit more, because you'll have a great time regardless. Come solo. We don't care. You'll make friends. It's a great time.
Yes. Also, we have our it was great. We also have our new T-shirts up. They say, "Hey, Batch," for Real Housewives of Orange County. Those are up for the rest of the month. Go over to Crappens Merch or watchwhatcrappens.com, where you'll also find ticket links to those shows. Okay, everybody? Yes.
So before we jump into Shaw's of Sunset, we have to do an emergency session of a very special segment for us. You ready?
How lucky are you to have me teach you about me?
Clear the phlegm.
It's time to do Clear the Phlegm. This is a segment where we look at the Instagram feed of Caroline Fleming, who was a star of the dearly departed Ladies of London, one of our favorite shows of all time. And Caroline Fleming has just the most amazing Instagram feed. And she has been posting some stuff that really must be addressed on this podcast. And first and foremost, Ronnie, I just pulled up her Instagram account. I realize I see she has changed her Instagram bio, and it is the most amazing Instagram bio I've ever read.
Oh, I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and I noticed this because I am in the midst of watching Game of Thrones. I just started season 2 last night, and this bio is so Game of Thronesy. Okay, this is what it says. Caroline Fleming, public figure, born Baroness Caroline Luel Brockdorf, owner of Valdemars, Denmark's largest castle, given by the king to Niels Luel for the liberation against Sweden. That's her biography.
And it's the website sounds like it's you can gamble at this castle, which, you know, good for her, because they're always trying to find ways to make castles, you know, profitable again. It's www.valdemarslot.dk.
We have loose slots at my castle, given to me by my father, who liberated the Danish from the Swedish invasion, and prior to that, the Mad King of Norway.
You don't understand loose pockets until you've stolen a castle from Sweden.
It's like it's so Game of Thrones, right? Because one thing that amuses me in Game of Thrones is that everyone introduces themselves like the most elaborate thing. It's like, I am Ben, son of Lawrence, son of Jamal, daughter of, like, married to Felicia, daughter of Mandy.
Owner of Bread Machine.
Owner of Bread Machine. Purchased in store near tree of life that gave the water to the ancient realms of Noreen. And you're like, what? Just say your name is Ben.
No kidding. I'm from the South, so I'm used to that. It's like, who's your mother? It's like, oh, geez.
So anyway, so let's take a look at these pictures. The one that I would like to highlight is Caroline Fleming. She is in monastery. She's not in a monk. She's in Yangon. She's in Myanmar, and there's this monastery, and there's all these little, like, children monks, little baby monks,
little baby Ronnies everywhere.
Yeah, there are a bunch of little adorable Ronnies, and they're all sitting around eating, and she's standing amongst them, and she's wearing a simple dress. And she has her hands clasped against each other, wearing, by the way, jewelry and a fancy watch. So her hands are clasped, and she's staring at the children monks, as they eat their lunch. And this is her caption. A new year has dawned on me, and a new time in my life also. Reflecting on time past, I yearn to live a life filled with love and kindness more than ever. Yesterday, we spent time in the most holy Buddhist temples. Today, on my birthday, we spent the morning giving lunch and vaccines to monks and orphans, both days touching me to my core. Buddhism is a beautiful life philosophy, and I want to learn as much about it as I can so that I can bring it into my home. The happiness of giving to others was the best present I could ever hope for. Thank you, my love, so much for organizing the most special gift I could have ever wished for. Heart.
Heart.
There's nothing inherently wrong with what she said. It's actually, a lot of it was really nice. But just that it's Caroline Fleming, the lady who walks amongst blueberries and strawberries, and I've welcomed Buddhism and little monks into my life.
And she's just standing in the middle of this room of kids. They're all sitting on the floor just, you know, trying to make rice exciting.
Yeah.
And I can't believe she's not handing them all cookbooks, eh? Because, I mean, there's so many ways to spice up rice. And second, I don't know that this is how monks pray. She's got her hands in the full-on, like, Christian prayer, you know, hands, palms just flat together, like a little kid praying. Which, I mean, that's very, like, namaste, I guess. Maybe that's what she's doing.
I think that's a namaste moment that she's having. But it's also, like, she's sort of standing there as, like, congratulations, how lucky are you to have me to build this monastery for you?
I'm sure that in your journey of meditation by trees, you have often pictured yourself in the company of a Rolex. So,
yes.
Congratulations.
Exactly. You have and if ever it. You would like to come to my castle, here is a gift certificate to be used in the restaurant.
You can play one turn at a slot every time you come into the castle. Okay, so let me see. I'm just going to pick something random. She apparently an older lady is dying or something, so she's got a lot of that.
Well, I think there's a good one of her with candles.
Okay, should I read that? I was going to read the Coco Chanel post, but it's kind of short.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she's outside, I guess, all these temples, and there's just like a wall of candles, and she's crying. And wearing the most beautiful gold dress.
I think she's like crying, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if she's praying, but I don't know what she's doing, but it's like Rolex forward. And then her gold dress is just like draped onto the sidewalk. It's a very beautiful picture, actually.
Of course.
So she's like, Caroline Fleming, Shredogon Pagoda. On the night of my birthday, my love organized for 1,500 candles to be lit in front of me at the most sacred and oldest Buddhist stupa in the world. The number 1,500 has a deep meaning in Myanmar culture, as this number symbolizes the love between a man and a woman. Sorry to any gay monks. I was moved so deeply to the core of my heart. I have never felt such a powerful and beautiful love declaration, and I feel like the luckiest girl in the world to be with this wonderful man heart.
What a wonderful man he is to take those monks away from their prayers and their studies and have them light candles for me. What a wonderful, wonderful man.
God. Thank God there's nothing flammable around here. She would burn down a goddamn temple on her way out on her birthday.
Caroline Fleming.
Wow. This is pretty great. Also, I have to say, this new relationship, couple things about this. One, what a sweet gesture to a woman who has everything. Light a bunch of candles. That's nice.
Yeah.
B, I think it's true happiness because have you noticed her lack of emoji sentences? I mean, there used to be like 500 emojis in each post, and she's learned to just say hot.
That's true. That's very true. She has sort of like, and like she used to have a lot of hashtags where she'd be like hashtag candle, hashtag monk, hashtag Buddha, hashtag comte cheese.
Yeah. He was probably like, stop with the fucking hashtags. I can't even get, okay. Hashtag man, hashtag boyfriend, hashtag no longer single, no longer ready to mingle.
Hashtag scoff. Oh, wow. Caroline Fleming, you just keep doing you because you live just the life that I dream of having someday. Just privileged and European.
And also, not to bring anybody down, but God bless you, Annabelle. There's some pictures of Annabelle here who passed away recently.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Love you, Annabelle. Miss you. Alexander!
Alexander!
The Phlegm.
All right. Now, with that lovely palate cleanser, because we also recorded an episode of Married to Medicine today, which you can go find wherever you found this, sucker.
Yep.
So we needed that little cleanser because, guys, it's time for MJ to have a bath.
Yeah, MJ's bath. The tanner is coming off, everyone. The tanner, the bronzer, it's all coming out.
We'd like to apologize to any of the fish in the sea who have been permanently stained from the making of this episode, okay?
Yes.
You know, we hear so much about how straws are killing turtles. Mm. What about the spray tan that we're all flushing down the sinks and the toilets?
Yeah.
What about
It's making the fish look just even more exotic, right? Like who wants a goldfish? I want a goldfish that has a tan.
I know. Fish are, like, shaming each other. They're like, oh, my God, did you see that pasty blowfish? Someone needs to spend more time by a drain.
What a bitchy fish. Who's doing that to the blowfish? It's probably, like, one of those. I know what fish it was. It's one of those like needlefish or whatever. You know, those like real skinny ones that just like hang out at like low tide.
Ooh, it's like one of those fish that like eats the no, they wouldn't be snotty. I was gonna say the fish that eat your dead skin when you go get a pedicure.
Yeah, and then like a manta ray comes by. It's like, I don't know. I think that like, you know, like if she doesn't want to get a tan, she doesn't have to have a tan. They're like, shut up, manta ray.
And then another fish comes by and it's like, I wonder if the other fish is going to get mad that I spent 500 seashells making fish tanning.
It's probably like the clownfish. And then like one of those like yellow fish that's like all yellow but then has like a big white stripe down the middle is like, oh my god, like I don't tan because I don't want to have wrinkles when I'm older. And they're like,
they've got the beta fish who's just the mom, Vita. She's like, I don't like this. I don't like this, Emmy.
I like that you're grafting Shaw's a Sunset onto them, and I'm just grafting like people from childhood.
I'm just sticking with the original thought, which is fish, okay? In Shaw's you know,
there's
a
like
Sunset.
A, you know there's like a seahorse that's like, bib, mm-hmm. like the tan, like I don't need a tan. Like right now, like I have a sun in me, bib. Like, okay, seahorse.
Right
maybe
now,
you shouldn't
my tan
be in this
coming,
ocean anymore.
Yeah, right now my tan is coming from inside of me because there's life giving me sunshine. So
it's a seahorse that has like a little like, it has like a little golden thing on it, right on its snout.
Hey, your water ain't made of diamonds. You breathe the same water as the rest of us.
And then all of a sudden, like a Lily Galici jellyfish comes by and is like, I think you guys are all kind of crazy. It's like, shut up, you're a jellyfish.
Yeah, shut up, you stupid whore.
I own more money than all of you. Bye.
It's just one of those fast fish that flies by on its own.
Fast fish. Fast fish. And then, like, pneumonia
guys,
comes
so
like a,
uneducated.
Like a pool of pneumonias come by, you know, and they're going, like, left and right. And it's not a pool, it's school. Like, a left and right and a left and right and left and right. You know, like, when, like, a school of fish does that and they look like something. They look really like a big school and then small and big. And you're like, oh, my God, pneumonia. We get it. You don't have to be so extra.
Oh, guys. Koi fish, am I right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. So we open up with first of all, some of this opening. Now, I don't know if we just didn't see the opening in the beginning, or I don't know why I never noticed this shit until like 4 weeks into a show. But oh, in the opening, did you notice that Nima is at a blackboard doing like beautiful mind math? That's his thing.
Yeah, I feel like I did see that, and I thought for a long time he was a teacher, and then this episode, oh, he has like a digital marketing company.
I mean, what the hell? They're like, someone who goes to work. He must be brilliant.
They probably shot it at like one of those porn studios, you know, where they just, you know, the porn studios where they have like, this room looks like a doctor's office and this one looks like a gym locker room. And they're like, we got to shoot in the fake classroom. Like, just write something on the chalkboard. It's just for the opening credits.
Porn? I thought that's like where you went to get your headshots done. God. I hate that I'm like getting my headshots done in a porn place and no one's even hinting that I should do some porn.
I know, that's so rude.
I'm like, look, I'm wearing glasses. I'm a teacher!
So, that's all I say anymore.
So, like.
Whatever. You got a nice fishy tan. So, now I'm saying. So, MJ and Sienna arrive at the wedding planner. I'm already, like, a little over this. You know, here are things I don't want to see on Bravo. I don't want to see, like, the life and times of raising small children. And I also don't want to watch wedding planning. It's just, like, I don't like it in real life. I don't want to watch it on my TV.
You're so over it that you didn't even get mad that she took her dogs in there.
Well, I like her little dogs.
Oh, you do?
I do, Toya and Julio. I actually do like her dogs. And, like, my favorite part of the season so far was that shot of one of those dogs just like resting on her bag, just taking a nap. That was like my favorite thing. And I rewound it, just like stared at it and then put it on our feed.
Yeah. Little dog. So she comes in and MJ is very new MJ this year. She's like very kind of diva-y. She's not being mean necessarily. She's just like, I've got a new weave and a new attitude, you know, like she's very like new. I'm going to get married now, which I guess is just that married girl thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, exactly. I've won something. It's like you won Tommy. Okay, let's all calm down. So she shows up, and I'm surprised that Craftsy has a space, first of all. I have to say, congratulations,
it's called
Craftsy.
Blueprint now. It's called Blueprint now. Craftsy turned into Blueprint.
She's like, welcome to the glue gun store. What can we do for you? And MJ's like, click, click.
Yeah. Click. So, yeah, so it's like there's talk about, like, MJ's doing all this stuff, and Tommy's not involved. I'm like, well, that's probably because you're doing it in 4 weeks, and really it's just 3 weeks, because the week before the wedding doesn't count. So it's just like, I kind of feel like if you're going to do a fast timeline on your wedding, you can't always expect your partner to be able to be there with you for all of it because you've accelerated the time. I don't know. I think I'm just ranting for the sake of ranting. I'm like, why not rant right now? Let's rant about this.
Well, here's my thing. You're getting a free wedding from Craftsy, so shut up and stop acting like you're doing a ton of stuff. Second of all, you're marrying Tommy, the guy who showed up to your first meeting at your apartment after talking to you on Tinder with jogging pants and a huge boner sticking out of his jogging pants, okay? So, like, what do you expect here, you know?
Yeah,
sometimes you just
got
to drive the car you drove off the lot.
So anyway, MJ has rented a house in Palm Springs for a giant, like, bridal bath, which is it's basically like it's not a wedding shower. It's a bath, which actually sounds less appealing to me than a shower.
Especially with this cast. Like, I don't want to get in the I don't want to get in a bath with every single person in this cast. You know, showers are easier. We can all, like, maintain our own stalls.
It sucks that they have to rent a house. Too bad Reza doesn't have his anymore. Thanks, Adam.
So they're like, so how many people are walking, MJ? It's super important. Okay, here's my list. I've got not Adam, not Adam, not Adam, and not Adam. And Adam's like, I heard that. He's like outside waiting to be asked still.
I can just imagine Adam walking down the aisle as part of the procession, and he, like, grazes against some of the flowers.
Ow!
He has to have a sit-down coffee with the floral arrangement.
He's like,
it's really hurt.
Yeah. He's like, every rose does have its thorn. And I think that's what you need to realize about yourself, rose that hurt me in that wedding.
But I'm tulips. So.
Okay, I forgive you.
I guess I was just projecting the sort of flower I would want onto you, but I have to accept that you're tulips.
Can I be in your wedding?
You can be in the pansy wedding. Wait, there's a Leanne Locken flower here. So, who's going to give away MJ? Oh, this is sad. So it's, you know, like, she was like, is she going to walk with someone, or she can walk alone because her dad just died? So it's sad. They cry, etc.
And the Leonora, or whatever her name is, the wedding planner, is like, okay, enough of that. Okay, let's FaceTime Tommy. Hi, Tommy. He's like, what the hell? I can't hear nothing over here.
What's going on over here? I'm in Atlantic City. And she's like, Tommy, I'm your wedding planner. I can't believe I'm only meeting you now. And we're, like, weeks away. Like, why haven't you met me yet? This is crazy, Tommy. I'm like, you know what? Just collect your check and do your job, okay? Don't shame him because he has a life.
Now, if you want to shame somebody, shame half the cast for having cars bigger than homes. I mean, does Gigi need a truck like this?
Oh yeah, I mean, this was a great episode for like to showcase ridiculously oversized vehicles. These people all need to take a seat and then deflate the giant tires they put those seats on. Okay.
Yes, you can be a monster without having a monster truck.
Yeah.
Okay, Gigi, it's huge, this thing. So he comes to Nemo's porn warehouse, basically what Ben was just describing.
Gigi. Oh, you said he comes to.
Oh, because my next name is Nemo. So she goes over to Nemo's place, and he's like, hey, baby girl. Hey, guys, my main client is here. Hey, yeah.
Welcome to my creator studio, which is so, like, that's so, like, Web 2.0, like, buzzword social media influencer talk.
It's so, like, free printer software talk.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the creator studio. We have a palette of tools here that you can use.
Welcome to the Hewlett-Packard creator studio. Okay, would you like to print, scan, export to PDF, or pick between 5 fonts?
I like that Nemo does that thing that, like, makes no sense, where he's like, yeah, so basically what we do here is, like, listen, you have a skateboard, you want to sell your skateboard, you make a video here, and then the skateboard, we put in contact with other skateboards, and next thing you know, it's in a skateboard world, it's in an orbit, and we get those pieces go to that pieces, and there's a macaroni and cheese souffle ready for you and your skateboard. You're like, wait, I don't understand.
We create content, you know, for brands, you know, Ford, Apple. Apple, Applebee's, Bees, Bird's Bees.
We're very popular with bees. We have a lot of bee content here.
Little Debbie's, Debbie Downer. It's like, okay, just stop saying names. Okay.
So Gigi is
like, I'm really into nerds. Gigi's on some crazy meds this season.
Yeah, she's, well, we know what meds she's actually on because she's like, this season, my new thing that I'm going to try to do is a THC inhaler. So this is her latest entrepreneurial endeavor. She wants them to do that. And Nima, at this point, I sort of like zoned out. And then, but then I have son. I was like, wait, did Nima just say what I think he said? Because he's like, I think this is great because Gigi's going to make millions with this. We're going to help her make millions. I'll marry her and then I'll divorce her and take half the money. Did he say that or was that just me?
Pretty much. Well, I thought he said something like, well, if we get married, then half that's mine. But I guess he probably could have said divorce.
Oh, I think I added the divorce part. I darkened the narrative.
No, he might have said that, and I just – I mean, I don't know how I didn't write it down.
He and Mona will run off with the money together. They'll kill Gigi, and they'll be like, let's go to Mexico.
Yeah, a little Ruth Ware novel. The Persian Ruth Ware will come along and write that novel.
So I don't get the reference, but I appreciate it.
It's called literature, Ben, so
– no, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just like more into the classics called Jane Austen's.
Totally.
Yeah, we do
same.
A lot of branding for Jane Austen's. It's this great new restaurant that's in like the greater Des Moines area. It's like a chain restaurant. They've got like the Mr. Darcy special. They got, you know, the Emma Burger. Great stuff.
You know, brands.
Brands. We're just putting brands with brands and influencers and social media and viral and, you know, whatnot, looks and clicks and click-throughs.
So Nima is saying a lot of full of shit things. He's like, we can put massive eyeballs on your product.
Oh, eyeballs. Right? I hate when people say eyeballs.
Yeah, we like, have like 7 million people just in the weed space. Okay? Just in the weed space.
What I want someone to do a viral video about crawl spaces. The crawl space is so great. You're going to get so many eyeballs on that crawl space.
The crawl space, the weed space, the Ford space. So many spaces, okay?
Space.
So he tells us, people ask me, why do you help Golnessa? And, you know, part of it, I'll admit, it's that she's hot. But it's also that I really want to help her, you know? What are you doing? Stop. Okay, you're making some social media ads. Let's stop acting like you're
Nima,
feeding poor children.
Nima, you're well-dressed. You seem like a pretty bright guy. You're actually in really a great business because it's one of those things that like people are like, I don't know what social media is. Here, you do it for me. So you're doing your thing. Why are you messing around with Gigi? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, he's really taking this suggested plot device really far. So then they redeem this scene because he goes, okay, so are you sold? She's like, yeah, because also I want to have sex lubes, you know, because you can put it in your vag or in your mouth. And guess what? It's not a dick, which is so Gigi.
Yeah.
And then he redeems the scene by going, okay, so you're in? Okay, I want you to pitch this at elevator night.
Yeah. Like, and she could see, she's like, I'm afraid of heights. No, you don't have to actually ride an elevator. It's called an elevator pitch. Like, well, why would an elevator throw a ball? No, Gigi.
He's like, one of the guys says, it's our version of Shark Tank. Oh, wow, you have your own version of Shark Tank? That's pretty crazy. Are you guys investing any money in this? Because it sounds like she already has. I'm very confused by
Gigi's going to show up in full scuba gear.
With like a harpoon ready to stab a shark.
She's like, I'm ready. I saw the Meg. Should have been called the MJ if you know what I'm saying.
Next up, Reza is bringing flowers to... I wrote, Reza brings flowers to scary couple in mansion.
I wrote, Reza brings flowers to Sheree, and I was like, Sheree, and I'm like, oh, Sheree, but I'm so used to, I was like, what is Sheree doing in my notes? Yeah, well, Reza brings flowers to Sheree and Dan Funch, the hair moguls.
You lived in New York, so did you ever watch that public access show, or are you familiar, I'm sure you are.
Robin Bird,
that's this woman, right, Sheree?
I'm fairly certain she's Robin Bird.
It was this old sex show on public access. She'd be like, hi, I'm Robin Bird, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about your stripping career, honey.
Yeah, it was. That's like I actually never really got to see it because it was like it was public access in New York City, and I was up in Westchester where like we didn't even have public access, or if we did, it was like there's a new cone on the road. But yes, Robin Bird's legendary.
Yes, so that this lady looks just like Robin Bird, all grown up, you know, and sold some bedhead or whatever.
Yeah, and she's already, like, a little silly because Reza's like, I brought you flowers. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. They're, like, all a bunch of fakers and phonies right here in the scene.
That is so sweet. Isn't that sweet? Look at my dog. We just had its hair color done, but it's fading.
I would... Don't dye your dog's hair. Don't do that. It's not Cyndi Lauper. So Reza, they have these, like, shampoos that they've created. They're called
Reza, Be Obsessed. Be Obsessed with Reza. It looks like it's a product at the AutoZone. It's got all these gold flames on the side. WTF.
It should be in like a bargain bin at the duty-free shop or something.
And you know that they're screwing over Reza because no one who's not fucking you over would do business with somebody who's wearing a pleather backpack with... Those little studs on it. Yes. Ugh, those pyramids.
It's like Koopa Troopa things. Like, you are not Bowser, sir. So, yeah. So then, and on top of that, these people, I mean, this guy, Dan Funch, he's wearing his like Miami Heat, like world championship ring. He's like, oh, let me pour you some champagne. Look at my championship ring. I'm like, you are not Dwayne Wade, last time I checked. So take that ring off.
He's like, took it off some dead person. And he's. He tells the guy, I'm going to get you some champagne because one of the ingredients in your product is champagne. So enjoy the flies around your head, everybody, who uses this grease on your hair.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure it's Andre. That's what's in there. So anyway, Reza's like, I've been having so much fun making shampoo and designing bottles. And look at it. It looks like me if I were a bottle. I'm like... Like, it has a mustache, and is it sort of, like, sweaty, and, like, is it trying to, like, turn other bottles against each other? It's like the bottle of Pert and Head and Shoulders are fighting now.
The conditioner will be taking down the body wash this season. Oh, I just loved when the lady goes, champagne has the same balance as apple cider vinegar. And he goes, and that is so good for people. Okay. So he signs over this check to them for $500,000.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing: they're probably not full charlatans because they do own Bedhead, which is like a huge, you know, hair thing. So they're not like it's not like they are from like Dan and Cherie's Hair Palace. You know, they're like they have like a legitimate product line. You know.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, I haven't looked them up, so I don't know if, like, it's just them, if they're partners with, like, a ton of other people.
Have they been to Nima's elevator night? I'm not sure. But Reza, like, writes this check for $500,000, and he's, like, he's already, like, even though the hair care line is slowing down the surrogacy process, and then it's, like, dot, dot, dot. You know, he keeps talking, but I'm, like, uh-huh. I'm like, I love it. He's saying that, like, yeah, it's going to slow it down, but it's going to be investment. It's going to be passive income. It's going to be good in the long run. I'm like, no, you're just slowing down the surrogacy process. And you know what? I applaud it.
And he gets little fighting points in there for later with Adam. He's like, hopefully now we will be able to afford those biological twins. Because Adam is insisting on not adopting.
Yeah, he wants, like, a two-for-one special.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that Reza is so doesn't want to have children that he is willing to just burn $500,000 to put it off.
Yeah, totally. Never trust a guy who says, we're going to be laughing someday in Tahiti sipping Cristal.
Yeah, no.
Don't trust. Do not trust.
Don't, right. Yeah, you won't be. Because did you serve Cristal right now, sir? I don't think so. You could have been laughing over Cristal right now.
Instead of this fearless flyer, Trader Joe's.
$2 Prosecco.
God, you said fearless flyer once, and it's never going to leave my brain. I'm going to think about it all day.
You're the one who usually says that. I usually go to the Penny Saver when it comes to low-rent publications.
Destiny is up. I tried not to say so, but then I couldn't think of another
word
to say.
Why are you afraid of saying so?
It's not
okay.
That I'm afraid. It's just like And I said like again. I don't know. I'm trying to change my patterns, you know? So. And I couldn't think of anything to say. So I said, which I'm confounded by it. I'm confused. I'm going to work through it, Ben, is my point.
It's your destiny.
Thank you.
See what I did there?
Thank you.
Speaking of destiny,
it took a little planning more plans. Yeah, it took more intellect to get there your way. But you know what? Wasn't that worth it for everybody in the end?
I feel like everyone felt that this was a rewarding segue. And I think we all learned something. I was happy with it. I liked it. I think it could go up there as one of our better segues of the quarter.
I like your packaging.
Yeah, I like a segue that looks like the segue looks like me. If I were a segue, that's what I'd look like.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. Destiny is getting ready for this party at this douchey car place. And she's doing her usual, okay, waitresses, look hot and flirt with the dudes, because that's what you're here for. And then all over the walls is this art. One of them looks like some teenage girl kneeling down and sucking a cigar that some other woman's like pretending is a dick.
Right, I saw that too. It's provocative.
Another one is like a huge picture of women like tongue kissing. It's like a close-up of tongues. And then another one is lipstick that some girl... It's phallic lipstick. It's like, ooh, edgy. The edgy.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what this party was for. Because I think they shipped in the cars. And then were they trying to sell the cars, but you couldn't touch the cars? I didn't know what it was. It just felt like a party for party's sake, which is, you know, that's what a party is sometimes. And so Shervin and Gigi show up. Now, I've always had a very soft spot for Shervin. I love me some Shervin. But he's really losing me, you know? Like, I was okay with his cheating thing last year. But you know what, though? The man bun is a problem. And then he shows up in his big-ass Mack truck, and he parks it, like, up half on the curb. And I'm like, you know what, Shervin? At this point, I'm convinced your penis is the size of a Tic Tac. And you know what? I don't have to even say it because Gigi says it for us.
But wouldn't he have heard that before?
What, that he has a small dick?
Yeah, well, that a giant car means a tiny dick.
Well, that's the thing with guys. That's why it's infuriating, because everyone knows that. And yet guys continue to get these giant cars and do things like just park them on a curb, like with the butt of the car hanging out in traffic. So it's like, Shervin, I want to think that you don't have a small dick, but don't keep acting this way. It's like my theory about muscle cars, and I will happy. Okay, yes, lean back, because this is my theory. Okay. I heard the door.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I know. Because no, this is important, because I have to dust off this theory like once every 6 months. If you drive a muscle car, you're an asshole. And if you're not an asshole, but you're driving a muscle car, just know that people think you're an asshole. Sorry, that's just end of story. I can't help you. I cannot help you. You may be the nicest person, and you're driving a muscle car. I'm going to think you're an asshole, because there are too many assholes who drive muscle cars.
Yeah, so you're the one who's risking it, basking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. He's pretty much a douche for doing that. But I do respect him for taking on the friend of role and still kind of staying on the show, but just refusing to let anybody ruin his life. He's getting the best of both worlds. And for that, I say, bravo, sir.
I just want him to lose the man bun and park properly, and then I'll be okay.
Well, you know, you can train him. Train him,
Ben. Remember when we met Shervin? He was so sweet. Okay,
yeah,
I like Shervin
nice.
Again.
And we met him right before the last season aired. And we said, whose life does Reza ruin this season? He's like, well, me, pretty much.
He's like, yeah, I pretty much get it. I got it pretty bad, but I think I handle it pretty well. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, it's my turn, so.
It's my turn, you know, like, you know, Gigi just tries to come for me, and then Reza. I mean, I fucked up, you know, Golnessa got me right.
So Gigi's super excited to be there because these are the socialites with money to spend. So she's making fun of him for having a tiny penis. And so he gets her, And then they're talking about this new guy coming for...
Alexander!
Coming for Destiny, the guy she went on a date with.
Yeah, her new date. And then so, like, he's supposed to come to her party. And then basically he doesn't show up. And he stiffs her. Well, not stiffs her, but stands her up. Which is obnoxious. At the same time, though, in general, you never want to invite someone to your work for a date. It's always bad because then they stand around, they're awkward, they don't want to get in your way. Like, for like a second or third date, don't do that, Destiny. I'm not saying this you deserve to be stood up, but just going forward, don't do that.
To anybody that I'm having sex with at the Denver show app, I'm just kidding. What if I just planned my dates like that? I'm so lazy.
You know,
like,
I
just meet me at work.
You know what? In one of my dating low points, there was a go-go dancer who was like we were like chatting on one of the apps or whatever, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm dancing at MJ's." Full circle. Remember MJ's?
I sure do. I used to work down the street from there.
Yeah. So he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be dancing. Like, come." And I was like, "Oh my god, this guy's hot here. Like, cool." So I went, being like, "Cool, I'm gonna sort of have like a date with this guy." And it was like the worst thing of all time because he was like on a box, and I was like standing there, like, "Do I stand near the box? Do I, like, what do I do? Like, do I stand, like, what?" Like, it was awful. Awful.
You're doing great, Callie.
That's
You're
what I felt great. Like. I felt like,
"You're doing so good up here. You just got a great tip. Good job. Good
Those
job.
Dance muscles are really paying off, Callie."
"Oh, yeah. I like what you did. The way you did that drop right there. That was good. Oh, the split. That was nice."
MJ pulls Destiny aside and says, "How was your date? Did he pulsate your clit?"
Yeah. And then Gigi touches the car. She's not supposed to.
Yeah.
So finally it's like 9:30 and MJ, like, this guy has stood up, Destiny. So Destiny calls like, "Hey, just seeing where you are or whatever." And MJ is like, "I want to speak." So she calls him back and says, "You know what? If you're not going to show up, say I got cold feet or I died in a plane crash." I guess she tells us that, but it's like, I love that. Like, just say I died in a plane crash.
I'm so glad you showed your true fucking colors so we don't gotta waste our time with unworthy pussies.
Okay. So I'm really bored with this show at this point. How are you feeling? Every season I say I'm so mad at these people. They're good friends and they try and ruin each other's lives. But then when they're not ruining each other's lives, they're talking about clits on cars they can't afford, you know?
I agree. When they stop ruining each other's lives, they just start ruining other people's cars on the street. Because now we have Mike in his giant truck, and he's an actual – now he actually has a moving company, so he should know how to use large vehicles.
Well, he hit a car in it, remember? He hit a car when he was driving that big moving truck.
That's true, and then he clips another car in this episode, and Morgan's like, "Eh." So Morgan, our resident jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, she's basically keyboard cleaner, this girl.
Did you say keyboard cleaner?
Yes. You know, like those cans of air.
She reminds me of, like, back in the day, Ziploc bags had an advertising campaign where they drew like a smiley face on a thumb, and the thumb would talk, was like the spokesman for Ziploc bags. I'm like, I kind of feel like I get that vibe. She may be perfectly lovely, but like here's the thing. I'm not making fun of the way she looks. I'm making fun of the way she does her makeup.
Oh yeah. She has priv face.
And she doesn't have priv. She is
does.
Like,
she does. In this episode.
No,
in
I'm
the
saying it's like
screams,
beyond
yeah.
priv. It's oh, beyond yeah. priv. It's like, if it's like, it's almost like, someone from Priv decided to move to Japan and attempt kabuki, and they, like, failed, and now they've created their own weird makeup art called, like, Privbuki, and it's, like, disastrous.
So she's with him, and we find out that he's bought this investment property. Like, this was listed way below market value. It's a smoking deal. Smoking deal.
It was like a dumpster.
Yeah. It's across from, I think, like an auto, not zone, but it's like a Pet Boys or something.
It's a future retail hub of Rezo shampoo.
It was not cute. And if it's listed way below market value in that area, there's something wrong with it. Did you get somebody to come look at it? Did you just buy this right off Zillow, sir?
Yeah, and Sue, like, the mom is like, well, so first the brothers get together. It's, you know, so it's Mike and then his brothers, Jonathan and David. And they get together, and Morgan's with them. And then Mike is like, "Hey, go back into the car. Like, we're going to talk right now."
Yeah,
and
we're talking business right now.
Go talking back business. We're going to talk shop. Go back in the car. Which
Ew.
Is like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you,
like,
dude.
She may have crazy makeup, but she's totally, like, why is she, what, she can't stand there with you guys? Because you're going to be talking, like, too elevated? No,
yeah,
please. And he's like, I don't want to get sick.
She deserves respect from you. Maybe not us, but she deserves respect from you.
Yeah, and he's like, well, she's freezing. I don't want her to get sick. Like, how about let her decide when she's too cold to stand out there and listen to you numbskulls.
Yeah, he just didn't want the woman hearing about their money. And,
I was like, very Godfather.
Yeah, and both the – I just – these guys. They're like, oh, yeah. We unzipped the little one's zipper. Look how we did that. we messed up the little one. That's how we always do it, huh?
Oh, yeah, look at the zipper. Look, now it's down. Oh, zipper got your zipper.
So. And then his other brother, the Persian Juicy Joe.
Yeah. His name is, what, John? I forget what their name. John. I just had their names here, but I Jonathan and David.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, I thought I muted myself.
No. So basically, Sue, the mother, wants to sell this piece of shit property because she's like, let's just sell it, make like $3 or $4 million. But Mike's like, no. When you think about it, this is like 20 units at like 3 million units, $3 million per unit. That's like $45 billion a year. Like, this
Nima
is
told me
sense.
The opening. Okay, if anybody needs to know how much money we're gonna make, watch the opening of this show. Nima nails it. He knocks it out of the park.
We have like eyeballs. Like, it's gonna be like you open the door, there's eyeballs in there. Like, I'm really getting into the eyeball space right now.
I look at this and I see brands. Okay, that's what I see.
He's like, my mom is being a naysayer, but she probably thinks I can't do it. I'm like, yeah, because you failed at everything. But that's okay. I'm sure you have those baby shoes to fall back on.
Yeah, that clip of his mom. She's like, this is going to be 2 years of hard work, you guys. And they're like, yeah, it's a good idea. I'm like, Mike, you can't even keep the same face for 2 years.
So now we have Tommy and MJ at home, and MJ is getting annoyed because Tommy hasn't helped out with the wedding. And he's like,
well, it's
I don't know what he says.
He's like, what are we doing here? Ben the dog.
And she says, first of all, what's tomorrow, Tommy?
Your thing at Palm Springs, right?
Which to me is huge that he knew that.
Yeah.
I think like good points for that. And she's like, how about you stop saying you and start saying we? Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't go, wee wee, just like the French, huh?
He's like, it's a bridal shower. It's a bath. So, yeah, basically that's their fight.
And there's like a thing about like that he didn't know that her last name meant live or something like that.
Yeah, she gets mad because she says, like, she's like, Javid Shah or something.
Like, long live the king. And he's like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and then then his shaming her for her clothes begins, which I've read a little stuff on. I've read some things on the internet about it, so I guess we should mention it, because he's like, "Oh my God, what are you thinking of that, huh?" Cause she's like, "I'm gonna wear this." He's like, "That's see through. Jesus, I can see what you're thinking. Jeez, your mother's gonna be real proud of that, MJ." It's like, it is crochet.
I don't know that designer.
It's a Ramona Singer crochet dress making a return, but on MJ. Oh, and she puts on this big gold medallion. He's like, what are you, a rapper, huh? So
yeah,
Tommy's
he does
just
say
nagging.
A few things where he's like, you're a rapper, which I was like,
Nagging her. He's nagging and negging her about what she's wearing and stuff, which I don't know. It's not really a good look. He's usually so nice. I guess he deserves some tarnish, but yeah. I don't know. Be nice.
So now it's the next day, and everyone starts piling into SUVs because they're all going to go to Palm Springs, you know, etc. And we have like Adam, Reza, and MJ are in one car. Then Nima and Gigi are in another, and Nima's asking Gigi if she's dating anyone, and she's loving flirting with him because she knows that he basically has a boner every time he looks at her. So she's just like toying with him at this point, and.
Yeah, but that's one of those guys who acts like this all the time at first, and then they cheat on you.
Yeah.
He totally has that vibe. He's a creep.
Yeah, so talking about, like, how he had great sex with his ex, and then he's like, but then once it was over, I mean, I lost 50 pounds in the divorce, but I gained $10,000 in therapy bills, so you do the math, which you really can't do, because, like, $50 versus, like, $10,000 in therapy bills, those are two different separate units, so it actually doesn't work out on my chalkboard.
Good luck doing the math. I've got the dry erase markers. So.
Yeah, Yeah. This reference is supposed to appeal to the lowest common denominator. Get what I said there?
And then another car, Vita, is riding with Shervin, Mona,
and
Mike. Jess.
It's like all the JV players, Shervin, Mona.
So she's like, Mona, Schmucks. Do you have job? Do you have job, Mona? She's like, no. And she's just playing on her phone. And Vita is getting so mad. She says, this girl, she say, I am Mona, and I am addicted to iPhone. iPhone addiction in America is real. People who don't
who don't spend 5 minutes without looking at phone is ridiculous. And Mona don't even have a job.
Yeah. These people could not spend 5 minutes without looking at their phone. That's ridiculous. And Mona doesn't even have an important job.
I love that, like, they're going to Palm Springs, and everyone's dressed in, like going to Palm Springs clothing, except for Vita. Vita is doing that, like, old lady pantsuit thing. Like, you know, at a certain age, an old lady just loves to get into, like, it's not really a blazer, it's not really a cardigan, but it sort of speaks of both of those things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a little sort of like a little pant and blazery sort of thing. Like,
yeah,
and this is my casual desert clothes, you know? My grandma used to do that. My grandma loves, it's almost like there's, like, a, you might think there might be a bolo that's going to get involved at some point.
Oh my gosh, she probably does have some, like, real turquoise bolos over there.
You know, like an old lady, like that old lady pantsuit bolo combo.
Yes.
Classic.
Oh my god, I live for it. God, I miss Cracker Barrel. So, Vita tells them, be like Nancy Reagan and just say no. Now, that's good advice for these people, but not for the reason you think, okay? This is Shaw's. So Adam and MJ are talking, and they're in their own car, Adam, MJ, and Reza. And Adam's like, do you know who's going to be the best dad? And she goes, you two?
Us two. Ugh.
I can't wait for Take Your Kids to Work Day. If we have a little girl, I'm going to dress her up and slick down her hair. Rez is like, hey, what if that little girl was a shampoo bottle?
Packaging.
Yeah.
And Reza tells us, why do I feel bad about investing 500 grand I earned into a business? Because you're married now and you can't just do that.
Dope. Yeah, you have to tell your partner when you're going to do something like that. That's why. He's like, if it was another person, we'd be slapping high five. But this is what happens when you marry a sweet white boy from Oklahoma. That's so Persian.
Yeah, Persian husbands totally don't mind when you just blow $500,000 behind their back and don't tell them for some shampoo line.
Yeah, I'm sure. So now Gigi and Nima wind up at a sex shop because they're going to buy like a racy gift for MJ for her bridal bath. So it's the typical sex shop on Bravo scene. Like, oh, my God, look, it's a dildo. Oh, it's a little tool. Oh, you know. Yeah.
This is crazy. You know, sex shop guys have lotions and feathers and whips. But I have to pretend that I'm that guy.
No one thinks that you're that guy, Nima.
At that point, my DVR did its classic glitch. It's like happening a lot more, but now I'm starting to think my DVR is actually watching along with me, and the DVR is like, mm-mm, don't want to watch this anymore. Don't want to watch.
Done VR. It's like I'm done, okay? So yeah. I'll go with your DVR. Nothing happens. Except she's like, he's flirting with me. And it's really just a sad, 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 sad storyline. It makes me sad.
Yes. So now MJ, Reza, and Adam get to the rental, which could have been their house if Adam, well, you know. So they get there, you know, Reza's like, this
backyard is super cute. It's like a backyard. Like, that's like so Persian to have like a backyard. White people would be like, I want to have a front yard. And Persian people would be like, I want to have a backyard. And now it's like, we have a backyard now. It's like, okay.
Massage tables. That's so white people to have massage tables by a pool.
And MJ's like, this is not your average bridal party. This is for all of us. That's what I am, a person who thinks of others.
Yes, this is not your average bridal party. This is your below average bridal party.
This is not your average bridal party. It's your average bath.
It's your average bird bath, actually. Yes. More like it.
I'm just here for other people, which is why I invited Gigi's ex's ex to the last party and didn't ask Adam to be in my wedding at his husband's request.
So it's time for afternoon pampering and massages. We see our buddies Brandon and Craig hanging around in the background. Brandon's starting to do MJ's hair and stuff. Reza starts to get a smoky eye because why not?
Do they not have back waxers there? Get to work. So Gigi...
Get a job.
Bleep. What is that? Sushi on your breasts? Come on. So Gigi arrives, and she's with her friend DJ Damore.
Who's not a sitcom character. She's allegedly a DJ.
She pretty much is, because she immediately goes, before she's even set up and playing, she goes next to a big speaker and just starts putting her hand in the air and dancing by herself.
There was a lot of windshield wiper hand dancing going on for the rest of the episode. Just people in the pool with their hands up, especially Reza, you know, the hands up and then like lift, right, lift, right, lift. Lift, right, lift, right, lift. Lift, right, lift, right.
Yeah, it's like people in Sims dancing. So then Mike and everybody basically arrives, and MJ's like, if you guys aren't wasted, you are disinvited. Woo! Woo! What's her bun standing by the speakers dancing alone?
Yeah, DJ Demora, whatever.
And Gigi's on this whole Gigi's Book of Game, Chapter 1. Gigi's Book of Game, Chapter 2. Make sure your obsessed mate is watching as you reveal the bruise on your hip. Like, this is very sexy. It's all very sexy.
Meanwhile, Adam was getting real wild. He does a cannonball into the pool. I was like, uh-oh. This is what happens when tame gays go out into the wild. They become wild.
He even gets into a pool in the fetal position.
There was, like, I feel like a million shots of Adam trying to jump on that, like, little, like, I don't know what it was. It looked like a half-eaten cantaloupe's float. Cantaloupe.
Can anything be more descriptive of this show?
It was like a million shots, and Mike was doing it too. It was like anytime the producers wanted to cut away, they're like, oh, there goes Adam, he's gonna try again. And like one point he like jumps on it, or maybe it was Mike, but I think it was Adam. He went to like jump on it and it like flew out from beneath him. Like the at that point the float was like, I don't want to be part of this anymore. I didn't actually sign a waiver.
It's your DVR. It's from the same family as your DVR.
Yeah. I also don't understand the thrill of like jumping. People do it a lot. They're like, I want to jump on that float and like land on it and stay on it. It's like the biggest thrill for people, and it never works.
Do you notice how quiet I am over here? I'm like,
You're like, you know that's me. You're eyeing the screen door. Really?
No, you know that's me. Of course. I'm the worst in a pool. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to jump. Okay, put those needles together. Let's see if I can get in the middle of them. Make them a triangle. Okay, I'm going to jump on that swan thing. I'm going to do. I'm like a child. I'm like a gigantic baby.
No, the pool noodle thing I get. No, I get it. I mean, everyone climbs on the floats. That's what's fun. I just think it's funny that some people just become obsessed on like okay, this time I'm going to jump and land on the big swan. And then they jump and then they slide off. And I'm like, this time I'm going to do it. And they do it like 5 times. And you're like, at what point, just give yourself the head injury already.
Hey, listen, I don't play any other sports.
I'm like very bitter this episode. I'm like complaining about everything.
Well, this episode was kind of an odd episode. Nothing really happened. And I expect more of my Shaws, okay?
Yeah. Well, so... I like that. So MJ goes in to talk to Vita. And Vita's in Farsi. I think it's Farsi, right? Vita's like, don't stand too close to the pool because Reza will throw you in. Which I'm now making her sound like she's Hindu. Anyway.
Mom, I think that's a perfect segue into how much you've been for me and how much for Dad and, you know, all that nice stuff.
Yeah.
And then MJ's like, oh my God, she's being so motherly and making me feel protected. You know, look what beautiful gifts can lie in this garden of loss. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
FF. Clearance.
So MJ, they're all like, MJ, get in the pool. And she's like, no, I want Tommy to see this outfit before I get wet, you know? So then we see more footage of Adam jumping in the pool. And Rez is like, DJ, turn it up. And she's like, DJ Demora, turning it up. That's my tagline, you know?
Hey, DJ, want to play that song? Play it all night long, DJ. This song is about a DJ being played by a DJ. That is so white.
That's so white. Windshield. So Tommy shows up and he's just in a pissy mood. He's hungry and he's been in traffic. And he's like,
yeah. All right, I'm here. Yeah, hi, everyone.
And everyone's like, get in the pool. He's like, I'm not swimming. That's one thing I won't do. I won't swim. I'm like, come on, swim, man. Come on. Why are you not going to swim at your own party? Don't be like that.
And he's also all up negging MJ again. She's like, hi, Tommy. I'm so glad you made it.
Ah, we got to do something about this lipstick. You know I don't like that, huh? It's all over your mouth. I mean, come on.
She's like, do you like this outfit?
No, you look like a rapper.
I'm like, what kind of rapper wears that?
Please.
She's wearing like a short romper.
He meant like a rapper on like a piece of candy. He's like, yeah, you look like Milky Way. Like,
you look like a saltwater taffy, huh?
Look how tan you are. You look like a smoking hot Dorito. It's like, that's nice. That's nice to say.
That was hilarious. Do they have smoking hot Doritos? I've had the smoking hot Cheetos.
I mean, at this point, they have Doritos that are like the flavor of like peppermint swizzle sticks that have been in like mocha cappuccino or something. I don't know.
I got one time in the sale rack at Target, I got pecan pie ruffles. No, Pringles. Gross.
You can get like ruffles that are like taste like bruschetta or something. It's like, why are you doing this to us?
Food science is really impressive now. Keep it out of my mouth.
Yeah. Okay? So Gigi is she's going to be doing a big thing for an upcoming Persian holiday. So she invites Pneumonia to it. They're like, cool.
Except she's like, I know you guys are American Persian, but do you celebrate Persian holidays?
They're like, yeah, of course. She's like, okay, you can come to mine.
So let's see here.
Destiny has a crazy pool outfit. It's just a full-on disaster. It's just like, send some fabric through like a steamroller and poke some holes in it, and that's what she's wearing.
So Destiny gets approached by Mike and Mona, who have been together for 5 minutes, so they have advice for everybody. You know, it's that fucking couple.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Mike's like, you know I love MJ, okay? She's my homie. But look how late she's starting her life. Like, it's so late. Already ruined one. Can the girl, like, have a chance to start one?
Jesus. Yeah, you already shamed her about having a chocolate croissant, too. Don't think we will ever forget that, okay? So you don't have a right to say these things about MJ behind her back, okay?
Yeah,
you've done enough damage.
He's like, Destiny, if you want to find someone, here's what you got to do. You got to be open. Just what you got to do. You just got to be open. First of all, shut the fuck up, okay? The only long-term relationship you've had was with Jessica. You cheated the whole time and then made an ass of her and yourself on TV.
Yeah.
You've been with this girl for 5 minutes and she's got priv face that she did herself.
Yeah, she's just sitting there staring like, and then all of a sudden she starts to talk and just give some sort of like very simplistic advice about like, you know, people have friends and they're like, there's lovers and there's just like a piece of out there and like, it's cold. I don't want to get sick. I'm going to go inside.
No one's perfect. You're going to have to put up with some flaws. Like, just be with someone you can tolerate.
Destiny's like, okay, you're 25, and I'm fairly certain that you're made of paper, so I'm just going to nod politely.
I have a feeling if I throw water on you, you're going to start, like, moving around like one of those straw...
I feel like if I light a flame under you, you're going to float up into the sky.
But at least someone wrote a wish down on me before I went.
So meanwhile, MJ is still like, Tommy, let's go into the water. Let's go in the water. I'm like, please don't let this be the conflict of the episode that Tommy has to go in the pool.
Well, Tommy's just giving her tons of little disses. He's like, yes, did you do this food questions. Or did Sienna do this food? She's like, both of us. He's like, oh, yeah, I ain't swimming, MJ. And Bryce is like, can't you at least say her swimsuit is nice? Look at it.
Yeah. There's talk about like how Tommy refuses to wear a ring because he finds it like annoying or he doesn't like it, whatever. And MJ is like, well, then get a tattoo. And he's like, well, what should my tattoo say? Like, I love you. And she's like, well, say I love you, MJ. He's like, okay, I'll do it with emojis. And she's like, ugh, you know what? Enough. He's like, oh, well, I'll do emojis. I love emojis. I love you. Tattoo.
Do you even want to get married? Now she's doing that thing where she's just drunk and she wants to yell at him in front of everybody. But that said, he's asking for it, this one.
He is. He's being a dick. He's being a party pooper. Like, this is a fun party. Like, honestly, go eat some food, take a nap, like, maybe jerk off. And just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you have to do no work for this, dude.
DJ Demora is on the tables. Is that her name, DJ Demora? I just started calling her that.
Yeah.
DJ Demora. Okay.
Yeah. So MJ is asked to change clothes for presents, and she changes into her Ramona Crochet thing.
Yes.
And then they open presents, and of course, Shervin gives them Waterford champagne glasses, which is nice, but that's such a Shervin thing to give.
I know, it's so Shervin. Well, you know, it's like, well, it's gonna come a time where you're gonna want to have a nice toast. You want to have like some nice, like, you know, Waterford crystal, because I really like it a lot too, and I think you'll like it too. It's like, thanks, Shervin.
So Gigi's like, oh, I got you sex toys. Oh my god, I thought it was a different kind of party. And yeah. then Vita is just mortified. And so she yes. starts yelling at them all.
Because she's still in her lady suit, you know? And when you're in a lady suit, you are not going to tolerate sex toys on your daughter.
Yeah. You're not going to be there for, like, stick on the glass handcuffs.
Yeah, because Reza and Mike are, like, sticking MJ to the wall because it's, like, these suction cup handcuffs. And she's like, Reza! Reza! No.
I don't like these things. I don't like anybody encourage Mercedes.
We know that you believe in not encouraging Mercedes.
Okay? Yes.
This is not the time to bring that up. She's already crying over there.
And then she blames Shervin, which is the most hilarious thing. And she was like, "What? I gave her a waterfall crystal.
No, you gave me.
Shervin, I don't like you."
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like, "What the hell? What do I do?" So Craig is next. And he's like, "This is from Brenton and I. And we don't want to ignore that you've lost a lot. So we had a great loss with camps." And she's like, "I don't want to be emotional." It's like, "Oh, yeah, you don't look emotional at all over there, MJ."
Yeah. Jeez. And by the way, I don't think we got to see what their gift was, right?
No, we didn't even get to see it. I'm hoping that it was like a craftsy pillow of the picture of the dad, you know, yeah. just like one of those That'd pictures. Nice. Something like that.
So then MJ, she's now crying, and she gives a really sweet little speech where she's like, you know, every morning I wake up, I don't know who's always going to be there for me, but, you know, there's people like Sienna, and Tommy's like, well, she's paid, which is true, but like, let her do her speech. And then everyone's like, Tommy, she's like, but she's paid, she's hired, she's not a real friend, she's hired.
You got her a check every week, what the hell?
And she's yeah. like, you're a fucking idiot. Why am I marrying you? And he said,
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. What you doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. God, it's really hard. I mean, I'm at least usually rooting for Tommy. What the hell? And Destiny says, I know that there's love there, but in this case, it's a little dangerous, no?
And that was that.
And that was that. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, go get shows for live. Go get tickets for live shows. Denver is this Thursday. Come to see that show. It's going to be amazing. After that, we're in New York for a couple of days. And then we're going to Seattle and Nashville in November and December. And don't forget the tickets go on sale Friday for Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know. Really, really, really encourage people to come to our shows because they are a lot of fun. And if you're worried about coming solo, do not worry. It happens to lots of people, and they come and they make friends. It's great.
At least not solo, huh?
Everyone, yeah. Thanks. We sure love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. That's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year. We went out dancing, came home late. I don't know why we hit it off, but I'll tell you when I knew we had. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m. and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Make your own late-night breakfast with our sweet Italian vine-ripened tomatoes. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Feeling tense or stressed out? Calm your mind, body and soul and prepare for the best night's sleep of your life with Clarins' new Beauty Sleep Wellness Treatment. Clarins are experts in skincare and also offer luxurious facials and body massages in their skin spas. Their new treatment, Beauty Sleep, incorporates soothing massage and plant-powered products to release stress and a relaxing facial to help calm your skin. Book online today at clarins.co.uk/skinspa. Clarins,
It's all about you.
Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year. We went out dancing, came home late. I don't know why we hit it off, but I'll tell you when I knew we had. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m. and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Make your own late night breakfast with our sweet Italian vine-ripened tomatoes. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.